Bishus Marina Rabina Rabbi Weinberger, Lili Nishmas Rav Kleine Mishkalman Ben Ravili Melech. Rosh Hashanah Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanim. Bechad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah Lamlochim. The first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings. We're dealing with Malchi Yisrael. And let's learn out from a Hekish, from the Malchus of Shlomo to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Malchus goes after the month of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Nisan. We're dealing here, the Rav explains, with Malchus Yisrael, Jewish kings. So when there's a Jewish king, the nafkamina would be also with the shtaros, because on the shtar, the documents of that time, you would always mention the king for the Shalom of Malchus. And therefore, what would happen is, let's say a king became a king in Adar, the last month of the year. So now Nisan starts a new year, so now it's the second year of his kingdom. And therefore, all shtaros have to represent that as well. If a transaction happened during that year and you wrote that it was the first year, when now it's really the second because Nisan passed, it's a shtar muktam and it's pasul. It would have a nafkamina as far as lukuchos. Now's not the time to get into that, but that would be a nafkamina, like the Rav says. Vila regalim, and also for regalim. This, the Rav says, is going like Rabbi Shimon. Because if a person makes a neder to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's just to the Bedek Abayis, if he's not mekayim his neder until three Yomim Tovrim in their proper order, which is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, it starts Pesach, then Shavuos, and Sukkos, then he's over a lav, an iser of Baal Ta'acher. So therefore, it would come out, if a person made a neder after Pesach, he would only be over the iser, even though he should bring it the first Yontif he can. But as far as the Isser is concerned, of delaying his neder, that Isser only happens when the three Yom Tovim pass in their proper sequence with Pesach starting. So if it happens right after Pesach, he makes this neder. So now he just did Shavuos and Sukkos, he now really gets five Yom Tovim, and then only then is he over the lav. Because you need to go first Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and then he's over. Be'echad be'elol Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema. The first of El is the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. Any animal that's born that year, they would have passed through a narrow way, and then they would count one by one and mark it off that it's Meiser. And you can't include animals that were born in one year to the other year. So the demarcation point is the first of El. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I remember Echad B'Tishrei. But Elazar and Shimon say that it's the first of Tishrei, and that's because they learn that there's a Hekish from Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon, just like Meiser of grains. The year starts with Tishrei, so too Meiser Behema, it's also Tishrei. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar. Rather, it seems the halacha is like the Tanakama. Now, what's the reason it's the first of Elul? So the Tanakama also learned of a Hekish from Meiser Dagon to Meiser Behema, but the Hekish is just like Meiser Dagon. Meiser is taken right after it's finished, because the Meiser is the first of Tishrei, and right at the end of Elul, that's when everything's ready to go, to dry out in the storehouses. Everything's already done then. So right after that, we take off Meiser. So to Meiser Behema, most animals give birth in Av. He learns it out from Psukim and Tehillim, and therefore, since most animals are already born in Av, therefore, the Meiser would be right after that, would be the first of Elul. Mishnah continues, Be'echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. The first of Tishrei, which is our Rosh Hashanah, is the Rosh Hashanah for years. Now this is years of non-Jewish kings. The shtaros of them would go on Tishrei. V'la Shmitin, and also Shemitah. Once Tishrei comes of the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow or plant, Minatayra, like the Rav says. V'la Yovlos, also the years of the Yovlos, because those go after the Shemitah years. Lanatia, if you planted, let's say, a sapling, that the tree should grow. So first you need 2 weeks that it should take root into the ground. And then after that, this 30 days is considered a year. So it has to be at least 45 days before Rosh Hashanah that it's considered a year. Because 30 days, if it's grown already for 30 days, that's considered enough to be considered a year. And the Rosh Hashanah of Netiyas is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. So as far as Arla, one is not allowed to take fruits of a tree for the first 3 years. So the Netiyah happened, let's say, 50 days before Tishrei, at least. So now once Tishrei comes, you're now year two. That year then finishes, you're now up to the next Tishrei. So now you're now entering year three. Then you have another Tishrei, so 3 years have now passed. So now normally you would think now it's no longer Arla because 3 years have passed. But now there's a change that happens with a tree, different than other things, because now you still have to wait to a Rosh Hashanah of a tree, because now it's a new tree, not just a sapling. And a tree, the Rosh Hashanah, is, we're going to see, Machlokes Beis Shammai Silla, whether it's Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. But you would still have to wait till that time to start taking fruits off of it, as far as netarivoi, that it's no longer arla. Vila yirokos, and vegetables, also the first of Tishrei. Vegetables, the Rav says we're dealing with meiser yerek. When it comes to vegetables, meisers are determined when they're cut off and taken. We go after likita. So after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, if that's when it's taken, that's the year that the maisus would be taken off. If you're now to take off maisus from fruits that were from vegetables taken from 1 year to vegetables taken on the other year. So the point that you'd have to focus on is Rosh Hashanah. And only things that are taken after Rosh Hashanah, those are the ones that you can take off maisus from one to the other. Same thing would be for all the other different items like grains. Grains, it goes after a third of its ripening. And so too, if the third of the ripening happened after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's considered the year for Trumas Dagon, which is Deoraisa. And like the Pharisee points out, vegetables, which is a Maisa Derabanan, and still you had a specific time, so all the more so we know Maisus Deoraisa would also be that same time. Be'echod b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, k'divrei b'shamay. B'shamay says the first of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for an Ilon. So this Rav explains, this is talking about as far as Maiser Peris, that you only take Maisus Peris on fruits that bud after Shvat. But you cannot take Maisus on what buds on fruits if they budded before Shvat. Because the new year starts by Chanata, which is when the little fruits, when the flower falls off, it starts to bud. Or the Nafkamina would be by the fruits, goes by Chanata as far as the cycles are concerned. That the third and the sixth year, we give Maiser Ani instead of Maiser Sheni. So it depends on which year. The years are determined by the Chanata. And Beisol Oymen B'chamisha Sarbo. Beisol says it's by the 15th of Shvat, which is Tu B'Shvat. That's the Rosh Hashanah Ilanos, Legabi, these things.